All right, it's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends on WWO with Metairie Bank. And Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President with Metairie Bank. He joins us on the air. Paul, hey, welcome.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing?
I'm great. Did you enjoy Saturday night?
I wanted to say first, before we got into anything else, just thank you. We had a phenomenal time. You know, the weather was a little sketchy there at the beginning, but the opportunity to ride on the SOTA float, if you will, because that's what it looked like. I think I got to meet your granddaughter.
Yes, you did.
I high-fived her.
Yeah, thank
she
you.
Was at the end of the night. She was the only one that was still bouncing off the wall. She was ready to go again. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did. I did notice that. I mean, kids have a lot of energy, and she was really jazzed to meet you and everybody. And I thank you and Amanda and everybody for being so nice to her. But, Paul, it was great having you on the float, and, you know, we hope to have you back on that float next year. The weather wasn't ideal, but the crowd was great, and the parade itself was just awesome, and there was a time when you just didn't even think about it, and you just had fun. So it was an honor to have you and John LeBlanc on the float with us. Saturday night.
Well, thank you, and our wives were able to join. So yeah. John and I, we couldn't get ourselves into trouble, right?
Well, that's right.
To your point, and talking about Mardi Gras, it was absolutely amazing with the weather that we were having up until the time when we rolled. Just the crowd. I mean, there were areas along Vets and other areas that we rolled. They were 15, 20, 30 people deep. And, I mean, it was packed. And the energy and the enthusiasm, I really had a phenomenal time. So, again, thank you.
You know, that's what you know. You're welcome. That's what you notice about being in a parade. It just drains so much energy from you because you pick up on the energy of the crowds and the demand of the crowd wanting you to throw them things. And it really is quite an experience for those who have never done it.
Yeah, I will say this. You know, I'm not from here originally. I married a girl from New Orleans, so you end up back in New Orleans. That's how the saying goes. But everybody should experience Mardi Gras like that at least once in their lives.
Yeah.
It is just – there's nothing else that you can compare it to.
No, you can't. And it was so great for me to see my granddaughter and daughter-in-law and her mother enjoying that. And you know, this is going to be an experience that she'll never forget. And I'm just feel very grateful that she had an opportunity to do that. So, Paul, let's just talk about Mardi Gras in general, like the economic impact and the visitors. And it looks like we're back to almost like pre-pandemic levels. It's almost as if the pandemic never happened. I knew we would get to this point. I didn't know when it would be, but, you know, we're through it. And to our credit, we got through it, and we pulled together, and enough people did the right thing to get us through this. But visitors are coming in, jobs are created, hotel occupancy is up, so this is just a great time for New Orleans.
Absolutely. I think on the news this morning, they were interviewing various hoteliers, and they were saying that they're bumping between 90 and 95% occupancy through this entire time. And, you know, one of the challenges is we can't seem to get Ian to stand out there as you come into New Orleans clicking how many people come in for Mardi Gras. So the challenge is really not knowing, yeah. Right? It's not like you're at a bar, right? You know, how many people come in and that kind of thing. So it's really a challenge to understand the direct and the indirect economic impact. But interestingly enough, a few years ago, pre-pandemic, right, there was a two-lane study that was commissioned by the Carnival Crew Civic Fund. And what they determined, they did a lot of outreach and they did a lot of work to put the study together. And pre-pandemic, it was somewhere around 145 million direct impact, economic impact on the city. And then if you start to take it up and you do all of the media coverage and the goodwill or the franchise value that Mardi Gras has in promoting our region,
right.
You could even take that up to 300 plus million. So the fact of all of the things that come in and the dollars that are spent, one thing that I found interesting, and we know it, but we don't know the true impact, is that they estimated, they pulled all the carnival crews in New Orleans, and they estimate somewhere between $25 and $30 million just is spent from the crews and their members.
Wow. That's astounding.
Yeah, never would have thought of that big of a number coming just from the crews themselves.
Yeah, there seems to be such a buzz. We felt it Saturday night, and I know people are going to feel it again tonight, but there's such a buzz about Mardi Gras 2023 because it just feels like, you know, we're kind of over the fear of the pandemic. It's still out there, but we're dealing with it. It's all manageable. And we knew we would get to this point. We didn't know exactly when. Well, it seems like we're here. And that's a, it's a good thing. Now, Mardi Gras time for me, honestly, I don't make extra money during Mardi Gras. I spend a lot of money. So I'm glad some people are making extra money during Mardi Gras because I'm spending it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, so much of our economy is hospitality related, right, through the hotels and the bars and the restaurants. And a lot of those workers are they work mainly off tips, right? They get an hourly dollar amount, but a lot of that money is made off tips. And that can range, you know, sometimes just through the Mardi Gras, the 12 days, or depending upon if people come a little bit before or a little bit after Mardi Gras, let's say 15 days, you know, that's like the beach in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
That's us being able to make so much money and you really are able to bankroll a lot of your year in that. All of the street vendors and all of the the costume and the what am I trying to say? The seamstresses and things that. And you know, beads by the dozen and all the other where we get all of our throws. I mean, all right. of that, that's a huge impact, and that's got that dollar ripple effect as it goes through. And it goes through the workers, and then those workers are spending more money in the economy.
And Paul, you can comment on this. I don't know how to measure this, but the energy of Mardi Gras, the excitement of this time of year in New Orleans and throughout this area, it really does jazz up other businesses. And it creates, I think, some degree of consumer confidence where people are out spending money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, it's one of those things, Scoot. You know, the first few days of spring where it's kind of cool, but it's the sun's out and you just feel good and you want to get in your car and roll the windows down, play music loud. For you right now, it'd probably be Foreigner, but play music really loud and enjoy yourself. That's kind of it's one of those things. It's the rite of passage. It's the, hey, this is New Orleans. This is Mardi Gras. This is what we're known for. Let's go and enjoy ourselves.
You know, I was born here and grew up with all of this as a kid, going to parades and going to Mardi Gras Day downtown. But when I lived in other cities, I always knew what was going on here during this time of year, and it was just business as usual in all those other cities.
But everywhere else, it's just another Tuesday, right?
Yeah, or in this case, Wednesday.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I know. You know, the Monday after the Super Bowl seems to kind of be wiped out. You know, I don't want to get specific with this, but I think it's really cool that one of my other clients got in touch with Metairie Bank, and Metairie Bank is doing a loan for one of my other clients on the show, and I may announce it one day. But anyway, just it's so cool that he's like one of our other clients was listening and heard me talking about Metairie Bank, and now they're doing some huge loan for his business.
And you know, that's what it's all about. We always go back to relationship banking and connecting the dots, right? So you've got a client who has their trust in you and presenting their brand and their company, and here we are. And then now, next thing you know, you're connecting the dots, and we have a great opportunity to work with them. So it's wonderful. And John actually sent me the email when that first started, and we were both just as excited as could be to have that opportunity.
Yeah, and I think Logo Express did a bunch of Mardi Gras shirts for you that had Metairie Bank embroidered on, and they did a great job.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, a bunch of those pictures are on the Metairie Bank Instagram and Facebook, because we're wearing them every Friday, and this last Friday was the first time, and they came out great. They really did. It's that Mardi Gras kind of a rugby with the Metairie Bank logo. Yeah. They did a phenomenal job.
That's cool. Yeah, Roger's really cool, and they do a great job. All right, so listen, Paul, you said that you brought your wives along so you wouldn't misbehave. Is that an indication that had you not brought them, you would have misbehaved?
That's John. I would have had to watch out for John.
Okay, I see. All right, okay. I understand. I just wanted to clear that up. All right, Paul Myers is North Shore Market President of Metairie Bank. There are locations all over the South Shore and on the North Shore. Thank you for helping us bring credibility to our show with SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on Wednesday afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, I promised my daughter 2 seconds.
Yeah.
The Mandeville High School cheer team, the Skippers, they went down to Disney and won both nationals and worlds as for back-to-back champions last year, and they repeated again this year. So
that's impressive.
My daughter's a freshman. So, yeah, I didn't want to – I promised her I'd mention that. She was super excited. So the whole team, it was a great team effort.
Congratulations to the Skippers for going down and winning that award. All right, Paul, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for being with us. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.